All right, next up, we're talking now with Newburyport High School hockey coach Paul Yamin. And coach, welcome back to MSO, but congratulations on a terrific year.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Rick.
Coach, we got to talk. Start with the captain I just talked to a little while ago, Tucker St. Lawrence, captain, defenseman for you guys. Tell me a little bit about his play and how you know him. What kind of a kid he is.
Tucker's a four-year player he's been in the program 4 years. Didn't play much as a freshman, but you know he made the team. Played a lot for us this year. Did a great job for us this year. He's a fantastic kid, great character kid, and you know, we're just happy to have him for the past 4 years.
Yeah, well spoken, and he talked about everybody else, not a lot about himself. You know, you guys
don't surprise me.
Yeah, and that's the way it is with these guys. I appreciate your letting me talk with them and set that up, Coach. The year obviously presented its challenges at the beginning of the season, not knowing whether or not there was going to be a season. Were there changes you had to make when you figured out, okay, we are going to play? In other words, were you thinking, are we going to play or not? Are we not going to play? Because under the normal circumstances, you have a routine set up with your, you know, years of coaching. You know what you want to start. You know how you want to get your preseason underway. But this year, you didn't have that kind of understanding whether or not we'd be playing. So was there sort of a contingency for you, or how did you go about getting the season started?
Well, we mapped out a few different things. We were told, you know, a possible starting time when they started talking about playing would be January 1st. Then they moved it to mid-December with no scrimmages. So it was certainly, different, but we had an idea when we were going to start and how we were going to do it. So it all worked out.
Well, yeah, and you got a good number of games in. I want to get to that Triton rivalry in a minute, but tell me a little bit about the other games this season, Coach. What are some highlights for you in terms of the play from your kids and how they improved as the season went along?
Well, you know, it was interesting. We had got, I don't know, I think maybe 3 weeks of preparation, and you know, you're not getting to scrimmage any new faces, so you're out there every day with your teammates, and you're going at it and battling and competing, and so it got stale at times in that aspect of it. But, you know, these guys were hungry. It was a senior. We had, I think, 9 seniors that played this year, and so they weren't happy with last year's result, and you know, all of them playing a little last year as juniors. So they were a motivated bunch, and it didn't really matter who were playing. It was very different for us this year because we play usually more non-league games than league games, and so our schedule is quite different. So, but you know, they looked at it as, you know, whoever we're playing to win and compete and see what happens, and that's what they did. So.
Yep.
You know, 12 games played, 1 loss. I commend them.
Do you feel like the shorter schedule gave them a better understanding of the urgency of winning today or playing today?
Well, I think so. You know, and that's something we talked about at the beginning. You know, guys, we're going to be limited in games, and you know, obviously every game is huge because every game's a league game. You know, with the exception of we played Triton 4 times, but we just filled a game in with them. So. Yeah, every game was as important as the others, and that's how they looked at it, you know, and especially looking at Triton, who didn't, you know, they were winning as we were winning, so you wanted to keep up, and they wanted to keep up, and we did, and, it, you know, it came down to the end there. It was fun.
You know, you talked about motivation, given this pandemic and so on with the kids. This is kind of a strange question, but did you find this year any different in coachability of the team? In other words, were they more focused, less focused, or was it the same?
No, I think we had issues with focus. You know, I think that we expected that as well because there was so much other stuff going on a daily basis that we had to talk to them about. You know, and one thing that made it difficult is we didn't have that locker room time. You know, and when you have the locker room time, that's when we sit down and we discuss things outside of actually being on the ice. You know, and that's something that we really miss. That's something that I really missed, and I know that the players really missed. That's, you know, there's a lot of camaraderie that's built there, and along with you know, we spend 2 days a week in the weight room at our school after practice, you know, and we didn't get to do that this year. We didn't get to sit in our film room this year. So it was certainly a different year, but I think we made the most out of it, and you know, so we can walk away feeling that happy about that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I've heard that a lot about coaches, you know, missing the locker room, how important that is. And I didn't realize that. But also, you know, the kids communicate with one another, certainly in the locker room and in practices and so on. And that had to be quite a bit limited this year. I know that during games they were probably, I don't know if they could talk to each other because you probably were doing as much teaching during a game as you were at practice.
Yeah, and you know, and even during the games it was different. You know, we could not have a full bench, so we had, you know, six to eight guys on the bench, and everybody else was along the glass.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, if you're looking for somebody and they're not on the bench, we kept one of our coaches right at the end there so they could maneuver him in and out with us. So it was certainly different in that aspect of it as well.
You know, I'm looking at your schedule, Paul, and I see the Triton games were close, and I know talking with Coach Sheehan, he thought they were terrific rivalry. It is a terrific rivalry. But also with Linfield, you had some close games. Can you tell me a little bit about a highlight from either Triton or Linfield?
Well, I could tell you about Linfield. I think their goalie he's a freshman, and I tell you, he's going to be something else. You know, every time we played him, I got to think we had at least 30 shots on the kid. And he's a competitor. He's a big kid. So, you know, we get to look at him for three more years, which will be a challenge. And that's great. You know, that's good for our league. And Triton, you know, Triton is there. We share the rink. We share the same rink.
Right.
So, you know, it's a great rivalry. But at the same time, I think there's a lot of respect between the teams and the coaches. I know that I'm... You know, I've developed a relationship with some of those seniors on that team. You know, they've been in the building 4 years. I get to see them, and we play them a lot. They practice either before or after us. You know, and the Tatro kid, who's probably their best player, I have a little history with his mom. I went to school with his mom in Lawrence growing up in high school. So it was interesting. I'm sad to see those seniors go, and we developed a great rivalry with those guys. And again, it was respect mutually from both teams. So they went at it. They battled and competed on the ice. When it was done, it was done. And, you know, I think that was good about our rivalry.
Most seasons, you know, you're sad to see it end. But I'm guessing in one way at least, it's got to be a bit of a relief, Paul, because it was extra stress on you, on the coaches as well. I mean, you guys had to keep these kids. You had to keep them healthy not only on the ice but also off the ice.
Yeah, it was, and, you know, I think having the amount of leaders and older guys we had on our team this year, you know, that was a big help, and they understood, look, if we're going to have a season, this has to be followed, and I think they did a good job, and that really helped out the coaches, you know, knowing that they understood.
What do you usually do at the end of a normal season when there's no pandemic raging? What do you do with the kids and, you know, either as a farewell or a look back or a look ahead?
Well, I was, you know, it's funny you say that. I just got the phone. My assistant coach was setting up our end of the year. We do one-on-ones with all of our guys at the end of the year, seniors included. And, you know, we discuss with them what we think, what we expect, what the preparation process should be coming into next season. You know, and what's sad about this year is, again, we had a good amount of seniors, and at the end, usually in the last game, you get to speak to them in the locker room, you know, one-on-one, and you didn't really get that this year, so that's too bad, but we'll have some sort of a banquet. I don't know what we'll be allowed to do, but we'll do something, and, you know, we'll get to say a proper, you know, goodbye. It's never goodbye, though. They know we have an alumni game every year, so.
Excellent, yeah.
Most of our former players come down and play.
Well, you guys had a playoff game too, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, I said to Jed, my assistant coach, Jed, you know, we haven't won our last game in a long time. We haven't ended a season with a win in a long time. You know, not too many teams do that.
That's right. That's right. And you knew when the last game was going to be this time. Oh, that's right.
Hey. I would rather win the last game that we won 10 years ago, you know, in the Boston Garden.
There you go.
It is what it is.
Yeah, but that's the great thing about sports. You know, they say there's no tomorrow. There's always a tomorrow. So not with the same kids, but, you know, it's still Newburyport hockey, man. And that's pretty cool. I don't know, Paul, I look back on the season. Anything else you want to mention about this year's team?
No, I thank it all the seniors and, you know, I think that, they achieved everything they set out to achieve this year. Everything possible to achieve was when you league title and win the end of the year tournament, and that's what they did. So I'm happy for them, and we got a good bunch of underclassmen coming back next year, so we're excited about that.
Newburyport High School hockey coach Paul Yameen with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.